this nickel would stick to a magnet, Steve Spangler and friends may have a surprise for you.
Oh, hi there. We're playing with magnets. What does a magnet do? You know what a magnet does?
Sticks to metal.
So what I want you to do is this. Since you know it sticks to metal and these coins are made out of metal, go ahead and pick up those coins for me. Andres, would you go ahead and pick up that aluminum foil for me with the... What's the problem, Brian?
It doesn't work.
Wait, just say
it doesn't work for me either.
It doesn't work for you either?
No.
Why does it pick up certain metals and it doesn't pick other... Maybe you have a bad magnet. No, in fact, this is a good magnet. So how is that it picks up some metals and it's not attracted to other metals?
Because certain metals have wet magnets be attracted to and other metals don't.
You're right. Certain metals have magnetic properties. And those metals are important metals. Those metals are these metals here. Nickel, iron, and cobalt. Inside the Earth, remember how we talked about the Earth being a magnet? Inside the Earth, they have liquid, nickel, and iron. But those are the three metals, and there can be combinations of those metals. But you have to think about the other properties of a magnet as well. For example, here's a magnet, and we have it marked north and south. And what do we know about magnets? Opposites
attract,
and like charges
repel.
And notice how we've got these. We've got north and south. So if I put the north one close to it, what do you think it should do? It should repel, and look at this. We've got it moving away. Well, if we put the opposite ends together, they attract. So the question is this. We know that it's nickel, iron, and cobalt, right?
Yeah.
And why couldn't we pick up this? This is?
Aluminum.
You're right. So it doesn't attract all things. And is money magnetic?
No.
Money is not magnetic. Notice this. What does this look like? It looks like a
spring,
but it's not really a spring. How did I do this?
A lot of magnets repelling from each other.
That's right. So in between. How would you reverse that? What would happen if you turn that magnet over? What do you think would happen?
Let's see if
you're right. In fact, some train systems actually work on that type of magnetism because there's very little friction left. Well, the last question is this here. Is the dollar bill magnetic?
No.
Because it's made out of?
Paper.
Well, watch this. I happen to have a very, very strong magnet. It's called a neodymium magnet. And watch what happens when I get close with this magnet here. Watch. I get close.
Oh.
Wow. This is right there, isn't it?
Wow.
Is it a fake dollar bill?
No.
No, it's a real dollar bill. What's inside the dollar bill, though?
Iron.
There must be some iron in the
ink.
In fact, that's exactly what they do to keep the counterfeiting down, right? It's a very, very special kind of ink that has iron inside. So what did you learn? Magnets stick to what kind of metals?
Iron.
Cobalt.
And nickel.
And nickel. Iron.
But it doesn't stick to this nickel.
Oh, wait just a second. You mean this nickel here, it doesn't stick to this nickel at all? It's because an American 5-cent piece really doesn't have much nickel in it at all. It's mostly copper. And is copper magnetic? Not at all. Well, we hope that you'll learn something about magnets that you didn't know before. We'll see you next week. Great job. Let's see what we can pick up. Ready?
Okay.
All right. Let's see if we can go through it.